Gold sitting meditation variation with breathwork. So because this particular gold practice includes breathing, where we'll be taking very deep breaths at certain times, you want to make sure that you are not driving or swimming, that you're in a safe place where you can fully let go into this experience. I also recommend that you remove any kind of hindrances on your body, like tight clothing. You want to be able to really feel deeply into your belly without restrictions, like tight pant lines, for example. To make a clarification too, that regular mindfulness does not change or manipulate breath in any way. Our practice, this variation, is outside of traditional mindfulness, and that I'll be guiding you in some ancient yogic breath work that absolutely is asking you to change your breath or alter it as a means of altering or resetting your autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system is the part of our nervous system that's most responsible for fight or flight responses. And sometimes we could get a little heavy on reactivity, to where we're feeling nervous or anxious more than we would like, or more than is necessary given the current circumstances of our environment. And the same goes with sometimes we could be in a part of our autonomic nervous system, parasympathetic, where we might feel a little stuck there, a little depressed. So this breathing is a way of making contact with the autonomic nervous system, which usually is going beyond our conscious control. Breath, and the reason it's been practiced for years and years and years as ancient yogic traditions around the world, mind-body traditions around the world, is because it does actually allow us to have some connection or relationship, some conscious manipulation, control. Those are both such dangerous words, but maybe a better word is jazz or relationship, response to and with our autonomic nervous system. So very powerful to be able to play with our breath, either just in a mindfulness way of watching it and resting in our breath, as we will do in this practice as well, in addition to various yogic breathing techniques of consciously changing our breath in specific ways. So let's begin. G, ground. Finding a chair or cushion. You want to get extra relaxed for this one. Wherever you choose to sit, feeling the contact of your body with the cushion or chair, the places where your skin touches another surface, letting your attention explore those places, labeling them, naming them in your mind, feeling them in your body, the pushing or pressing of flesh on chair or cushion. Beginning to take note of your breathing. Just your natural breath as it comes in and as it goes out of your body. Noticing how much of your body is breathing right now. Most of us breathe just in our chest, the muscles of our chest move out and in with our inhales and exhales. Rarely do we breathe fully into our bellies. For the purposes of this grounding breath practice, I invite you to bring your hand to your low belly and begin to breathe in such a way that your hand is raised or lifted with the rising of your low belly. So you're going to intentionally breathe all the way into your low belly. And on the exhale, you'll notice your hand naturally drops back as your low belly drops back towards your spine. Exploring what it feels like to take deep belly breaths. Beginning now to make a three-part breath, and the three-part breath is inhaling into your low belly fully, into your chest, into your head, and then letting go on the exhale. Inhaling fully into belly, chest, head, exhaling, letting go. One more time together. Letting your hand move from your low belly back to your leg or wherever is comfortable for it. And just notice what you feel after just 3 full body breaths like that. Continuing to breathe in that way, full 3-part breathing into your belly, your chest, your head, and full exhales, letting go, and just noticing the physical sensations of this extra oxygen that is now circulating in your system through this simple intention to breathe deeply into your low belly and chest and your head. You may feel some tingling in your hands, a little lightheadedness, all perfectly normal and natural. And we're actually going to intensify that feeling sensation. It's really no need to be frightened of it, although trust your body's intelligence and wisdom. Mainly, my invitation is to allow your mind to settle into your grounded physiology by feeling for these new sensations that come from breathing more oxygen into your body. Today, our 3 rounds will just begin with numerous inhales and exhales, and then there'll be a breath retention on an exhale. We'll hold our breath out together, then we'll inhale, hold our breath, and then we'll begin a 2nd cycle and a 3rd cycle. I'll guide you through it, so no need to think too much. Let's begin. First, deep belly breath in, exhaling out. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, with no space in between the inhale and the exhale. Just continuing in what's known as circular breathing. Full belly breaths. Sigh. breathing in oxygen, letting go on the exhale. Breathing in this present moment. Letting go of what no longer serves. Three more full belly breaths. Inhaling deeply, exhaling, and letting go completely. Holding your breath out. Do not breathe in. Letting your shoulders relax. Your belly relax. Your legs. All muscles relaxing. Grounding into this moment through this breath retention, letting go into now. And inhaling in and holding your breath on the inhale now. And letting go, exhaling. And let's begin our second round of full body breathing. Inhaling in your low belly. Exhaling. Circular breath. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Breathing in life, breathing out the past, breathing in peace, breathing out pressure. Breathing in, letting go. Three more breaths. Full breath. Breathing in. Exhaling out. Holding your breath out. Holding your breath out. Breath retention. Letting go. Letting your shoulders go. Letting your back go. Letting your belly go. And just resting with your breath out. Breathe in, holding your breath in, And exhaling out. And we enter our final round, inhaling full belly breaths. Inhale, exhale, inhale into your belly, exhale, letting go. Inhale all the way in, exhaling all the way out. Fully oxygenating your system. Letting your mind focus on this breathing. Three more full breaths just like this. Breathing in, breathing out, and holding your breath out. Do not breathe in, just holding out breath retention. Letting your full body relax. Shoulders relax. Belly relax, resting in this empty place. You may feel your body being filled with blood pulsing. Your temperature may change, your heart slow. All is perfectly normal, noticing the state change, resting in this new state of letting your body process the oxygen we just gave it, the extra oxygen, letting your mind rest. And the expansiveness that this may be bringing to you right now, the freedom. And inhaling deeply, holding your breath on the inhale. And exhaling out, letting your breath come back to a natural, neutral way of breathing. And we move to O of our gold-making process. And O stands for observe. What do you notice in your body and mind right now? Letting your awareness rest in your breath, watching it curiously without changing it. Letting it be what it is. feel tingling in your body. In this O process, imagine yourself as a grounded mountain. The sun comes, storms, tingling, heat, coolness, and you just watch the weather as it passes through. The weather being the states of mind, states of body, the changing state of your environment through sounds, smells, tastes. Letting go into the one who watches now, the great observer. You're practicing being aware of the fact that you are aware of the tingling or numbness in body, aware of spacious, calm mind or anxious, frightened mind. You just watch whatever it is with kind, gentle attention, letting the weather pass through your mountain. The states of life that are always changing. Allowing yourself to rest. Nothing to do, nothing to change, no special way to breathe. Just resting in enoughness. Not grasping to any one thing, moods, feelings, sounds, letting them move through like weather upon your mountain. Noticing the weight of your mountainous body on the chair or cushion. Fully grounded here, aware of what is or what is not. This moment, however it appears, just noticing that you are noticing it and resting in that. Now we move to the L of our gold-making practice. The L stands for love. Moving your attention to your chest, your heart. You may want to actually place a hand on your chest to bring your mind to that place in your body. And here we're going to imagine that you could breathe into your heart. Making an intention to breathe long inhale into your heart and a long exhale. Maybe 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out. Just noticing what it's like to feed your hardworking, feeling, loving heart some extra attention, some extra breath. Beginning to feed yourself, your heart, love. Breathing in love. Breathing out love into the world. On your inhale, you're feeding yourself kindness. On the exhale, you're dedicating this practice, this kindness from your heart to the world. Just feeling that inflow of love and the outflow of love like a circuit. Inhaling into your heart, wishes of peace for yourself. Exhaling out of your heart, wishes for peace for the world. Wishes that you be kind, loving with yourself, gentle with yourself. Exhaling wishes for the world that it be kind, gentle with itself, with each other. Breathing in an actual visual image of warm golden honey into your heart. And breathing out this life honey into the world, pouring it upon the world. Breathing in wishes of sweetness for yourself. Wholeness and integration. And breathing out into the world, wishes of sweetness, that the world be sweet with itself, and you pouring life honey, gold love onto every living being around you, the molecules in the air around you, all those living beings of bacteria, invisible and seen. Breathing in love for yourself, that you be kind, and breathing out to your family members and those closest to you in your home or wherever you find yourself. Letting this be an easy practice of just exchanging love. Sometimes when we do this, the opposite of feelings of love can emerge. Consider that a cleansing of your palate, of your sweetheart that's getting new attention right now. And just imagining that your whole body was a energy field, which it is, electromagnetic energy field that could be charged with this quality of loving awareness, and that it actually affects the energy around us. In my book, The Charisma Code, I talk about how this kind of settled physiology that we are doing right now through this gold-making practice can affect our communication and relationships with others, can affect peace on the planet. Thank you for going on this guided gold variation breathwork journey with me today. May it serve you and us well.